It's Mark and Walt in the morning, sunny 101.9, the Jonas Brothers with Only Human, 8:14 on a Monday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and we continue on with Bob Hendrickson. He is in the studio with me this morning, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Morning, Walt.
Start off right now with a tip of the hat for some work that was done on the West End. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it.
So the Ishpeming Ski Club held a trail cleanup day on Saturday, this past Saturday. Part of Earth Week, but also getting some just illegal dumping that's been going on at the Norton Jumala Trails, which is the trail system, mm-hmm. the cross-country trail system going into the Ski Bowl.
Okay.
And I'd say they pulled out like 20 tires, bed frames, six or seven TVs.
I really do commend them for that. You mentioned this when you came in before we went on the air, and I said, I really commend them for doing that work. I just really hate when people do that. They just go out in the woods and they dump their stuff. Yeah. But we're seeing a lot of that with a lot of the trail groups and everything like that. They're doing the spring cleanups, and this was successful.
It was. There's 50 people that came out, over 50 people that came out and helped out. Everybody went and and pulled the stuff out. So if anybody sees this big pile of stuff alongside the road, it is going to be taken care of. But it just
is it out by the bowl by the road there?
Yeah, right by the power line.
Yeah, okay.
So we took one big load out. The city of Ishpeming, we got a shout out to them. We got some other help coming from the city of Negaunee, and it's just something that's going to be a good thing to do. It's been 10 years since it's been done.
Oh, wow.
And it shows.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we did a big one like this before, and unfortunately, we have to keep going back.
Well, it was a success and a tip to the ski club and the city and everybody helping out. The city's helping out with it to make it happen. Also, on the West End stand of things, you're doing some partnerships and some teaming up a little bit. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so we're working with Travel Marquette this summer to establish a welcome center for the GINCC. We found last year, being one of the few places that were open to the public, a lot of people were coming in asking for information. And we went through more county maps and waterfall maps than we ever have before. So we're going to keep running with that. We're going to work with Travel Marquette to get some more visibility for the highway, some teardrop flags, welcome flags, information flags.
So this will be at your location along the highway in West Ishpeming.
Yep. So as you're going out, going in toward West Ishpeming, the Jubilee Foods grocery store, we're right out front, right by the highway there, Chamber of Commerce office.
And is this idea to sort of strengthen the overall marketing of the West End and tying into the exposure that Marquette, the community of Marquette, has gotten? Is this a countywide effort?
It's really focused on the West End of Marquette County. So that's our territory. That's where we kind of have our strengths. And focusing on the museums out there, the Cliff Shaft Museum, the Ski Hall of Fame, a lot of the outdoor recreation areas that we have on the West End, Michigami Republic. So there's a lot more out there that we can help promote.
Right.
And we've been doing that with visitthewestend.com. And we're going to tie that in and then also just kind of build in that welcome center feel to it.
I'm Walt Lindela. Bob Hendrickson is with me in the studio, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce, talking about things happening in the West End of Marquette County. Let's talk about that, Bob. Events, activities, things going on. What's the latest you can share about events and activities coming up?
Yeah, I think, there's definitely some planning going on. We did a little event a couple weeks ago, the scavenger hunt, and did it all outside, small group. And it worked really well, and people are looking to stuff to do. Moving forward, I think we're going to start seeing some stuff. There is planning going on. Examples, Gus Macker is planning for June 26th and 27th.
In Ishpeming?
Ishpeming.
That was, okay. I heard about
Gus
that,
Macker.
Yes.
They had to take last year off. They did a kickoff last week, and they'll prepare their COVID plan and expand, their venue a little bit more. We're looking forward to that. Ishpeming 4th of July committee is planning some sort of 4th of July celebration for July 3rd.
Okay.
And that is also a fluid plan, but they are working toward that. And St. Rocco's is planning their Italian fest.
Oh, very good.
July.
Okay.
So,
and that would be July out at Alcoal, possibly, the way it would be.
Yep. That's where they typically
at least so far. Events. All of these, of course, I know are so far, but the planning is continuing.
Yep. And we're at the office, at the JNCC office, we are starting to get inquiries like, what's going on this summer? And we're going like, well, we're looking to find out what's going on. and explaining that there is a fluid plan happening and there are things being planned.
Well, again, if people have questions, they want to contact the chamber, they want to find out maybe any updates that you have, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, give us a call at 486-1111 or go to our website, gincc.org.
Bob Hendrickson in the studio with me this morning, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for your time. We'll see you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
All right. If you missed any of the interview with Bob, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the chamber info as well so you can stay connected to what's happening in the west end of Marquette County. Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9.